everyone. Welcome to the Maximize Your Life podcast show with your host, Dr. Regina Banks Hall. This podcast show provides outstanding commentaries on life, relationships, business success, purpose, and vision, all designed to help you maximize your life. Today on the show, I am sitting down with Ms. Kristen Jackson, owner of Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea franchise, the Plymouth Green location, which is located in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We sat down right in the middle of the cafe to talk about her success as a franchise owner. For those of you listening today, you will see that with a vision, all things are possible. Let's go to the interview. Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Regina Banks Hall, and March is the month where we take the time to look back and honor the achievements of women throughout history and the vast strides currently being made by women today. In celebration of Women's History Month and as part of my small business podcast series, today I am sitting here with Ms. Kristen Jackson, the franchise owner of Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea, the Plymouth Green location. I'm excited, Ms. Jackson, to sit down with you today and just take a moment and just say hello to our audience.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Ms. Jackson, as part of my small business podcast series and in the celebration of women, I wanted to sit down with women business owners and let them share their story, let people know that they're here, that they're making a critical impact in our community. And so what I want to do is just begin by just letting you share something about yourself. You know, what do you want our audience to know about you?
So I grew up here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to some hardworking parents, one of them being an immigrant, and both of them worked their way up kind of from poverty. I come from some very hardworking parents who I look up to in terms of their work ethic, especially my mother.
Very, very, very good. How did you, what made you want to open up this particular franchise?
So I had been in the restaurant industry in town for a while. I kind of stepped away to go to the corporate world and get some corporate experience and decided that that was not for me and I wanted to go back to the food industry because I missed it. And I had been familiar with Sweetwater's since growing up here. They opened 25 years ago and I've kind of grown up with the brand and really liked it. They've done. I used to study here in college using their cafes, and I really like their products. So I touched base with them to see what opportunities there were for opening a franchise location. And this one was an opportunity, and so I jumped on it.
All right, very good. Now, how long have you been at this location?
As the owners of this location, only since November, so about 4 months.
Oh, that is outstanding. I would say it's a great location for those of you that are listening. Very warm and friendly, and I promise you, you will absolutely love it. I saw that this was a franchise opportunity, and what can you let our audience know about the founders who actually started this particular brand?
Yeah, so the founders are Wei and Lisa Lee of Sweetwater's, and they went to University of Michigan here in town, and after they graduated, they got married and decided to open a cafe, which was the first Sweetwater's cafe downtown on Washington Street, and that's kind of the flagship store. Since then, they've grown the brand into a franchise model and have done a really great job of just figuring out what are some really great products using the real ingredients that they use and sourcing from local food vendors. And they just do a really good job of making it kind of elegant, bringing in some of their Asian background. They are of Chinese descent, so some of the drinks and the flavors that are represented in the products are kind of a shout out to their heritage.
All right, that is outstanding. Now, one of the things as a college professor,
strategic small business administration, I'm often encouraging our students to really understand, you know, competition, understanding the market in which your business actually operates. How have you guys been able to navigate and compete with some of the other coffee brands that are actually out there in the industry?
Yeah, so we like to, we're trying to turn our cafe into more of a community center so that it is welcoming for the local community, and we reach out and collaborate with like nonprofits in the area, such as food gatherers. We're about to get some art hardware up on the wall so we can have local artists represent their work and try to get some sold here. We are trying to do some events, like talent night, and just trying to have a space here that people can come feel very comfortable in, like it's their third space, and they can use it kind of as a community center. So they're welcome to reserve tables for free, reserve some of the spaces for their personal events.
But that is outstanding for those of you that are listening. We are actually conducting this podcast right out here with the community, and it's really great. What do you believe is the vision of Sweetwater's brand, or even possibly your vision?
Yeah. So to have really high quality ingredients, to have a connection with the community. So, you know, we take your name when we order, when you take your order at the register, because we want to kind of get to know you and your regular drinks, and turning the space into a community center so that we're reaching out and trying to provide another space that the community can use.
That is very good. I love the vision where you're actually making that connection with the community. And that is sort of important when, you know, private businesses and nonprofits can actually come together. So having been in the food industry and as a female entrepreneur, you know, what, you know, words of wisdom do you believe is important for anyone that might want to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, I would say to figure out what your vision is and what your passion is for that vision, and to stay true to it, because there will be a lot of outside players who may try to dissuade you from completing that, or dissuade you into a different direction and scare your vision somewhere else. And I think figuring out what, you know, how to be true to your own vision and sticking to it and being kind of stubborn if you have to.
Okay, right, that's important.
Yes.
So, and would you say, you know, really, for you, was it really taking possession that this was what you wanted to do and really owning, you know, the vision as it relates to your, you know, success, so that you could stay, you know, committed to your goals? And your dreams.
Yeah, and it was really important to me to have Sweetwater's brand as the franchisor have their vision in line with my personal vision for this cafe and my personal life as well. So that was something I took into serious consideration when deciding to go this route. So I think that is a huge factor in me deciding to do this.
That's very good. You know, what, you know, can you share possibly for any, you know, college students who are studying entrepreneurship or small business, and they really believe that that's the vision that they actually, you know, want to take, you know, as a something that they might, you know, share what you think they might need to focus on that can really help them along that journey?
Yeah, I would focus on what differentiates you from any competitors, or what is the market that you're in. If you're, what's the demand in the market? Are you meeting that demand, or are you creating something completely new that no one has ever heard of? So it doesn't mean that you don't do that. It just means you might need to take a different route on a marketing or something like that.
Okay.
So I would really focus on what that is, figuring out what that is.
Okay. It does require that you conduct some research and really think about, you know, your vision. How has technology and possibly marketing, played a role as it relates to your business strategy?
Yeah, so we're kind of an anomaly, sorry, because this location had been open for 10 years prior under a different branch franchise owner, and then it closed for a year while we switched ownership and made some renovations. So we actually have an uphill battle in trying to get the word out that we're back open again. It's still a Sweetwater's Cafe with the same core products and everything. So it's a different marketing strategy on maybe opening a new Sweetwater's store from scratch. So we have taken to social media a lot, Facebook and Google Ads, Instagram and everything. So try to get the word out. We post often and trying to hit different demographics. And then also taking to the old school ways of just printing something in the Ann Arbor Observer or a newspaper to try to let other people know who aren't on social media that we're back up.
Okay, so I can see that you're using all different types of marketing strategies, you know, word of mouth, the social media, and then the regular print type advertisement, so that you can find that customer and let them know that you guys are in business. And that is important for students or even any, you know, new business owners that are wanting to do what you are doing, that you have to try many different things until you find your sweet spot.
Yeah, and it can be constantly changing too, so you're evolving. So we kind of have to keep up with what's the latest thing to do on social media, as well as it's not just like a one-time marketing effort after we open, it's a constant marketing effort.
Okay, so that is important to our audience, that the marketing of your brand is constant, something that you must engage in on a regular basis. You know, Kristen, what do you see for yourself down the road as it relates to business? Do you think you might eventually decide to open up another franchise or, you know, try something else?
Yeah, I can actually announce it now. It just as of a couple of days ago, we decided to open a second location.
Congratulations!
All right. So you're one of the very first people.
I think you guys heard it first here.
I think this might be actually the first place I've announced it publicly.
Okay.
So we signed to have another location. It's actually inside of a Meijer grocery store on Ann Arbor Saline Road. They're renovating right now. They approached us and asked if we would be interested in having it's more of like a kiosk, but a little bit more robust too than just a kiosk.
Good. That is outstanding. You know, did you was that always part of your strategy, or is as you begin to really build this business here, you just saw some opportunities for expansion?
Yeah, so the opportunity kind of like this one popped up, and we weren't really expecting it, but after looking at it closely, we decided it would be a really good opportunity to do it. And it was always in my vision to have multiple stores, just maybe not within 4 months of opening one. So, but you know, you take it in stride, and when a good opportunity comes up, it's really hard for me to say no. So,
well, you know, that is a testament to you and, you know, your vision and your ability to be able to handle that. Many people may not would have thought that that would be a venture that they could do. So, you know, what are some words that you think that you might can share with, you know, women as well as men as it relates to, you know, pushing, you know, yourself forward? Because I'm sure that was a lot of research, a lot of thought and thinking about how you could actually do it. And then you just push yourself to actually make it happen.
Yeah, I would say within the visioning process, like, since I knew I wanted to do that at multiple stores as a vision, holding true to that, but not also don't let it hold you back as well. Because even if you say, like, I want to have 2 stores within 5 years or something, and then a good opportunity like this pops up within 4 months, like, not letting that hold you back.
Okay.
And even though there are significant risks in doing it, if the pros outweigh the cons, then maybe it's a time to make a jump or readjust your vision.
Okay. And so it's as being a business owner, recognizing that impact of taking that calculated risk and then being willing to step outside of your comfort zone somewhat.
Right.
And saying, okay, this is a great time, and you know, believing in yourself,
yeah,
that you can actually do it. This leads me to another question: how important is it to believe, you know, in yourself as you pushing through to embrace change and create opportunities.
Well, you're going to be your strongest advocate. So I think if you don't believe in the vision, no one else will. And you're being the advocate for yourself and your vision. You're going to be talking to a lot of different people and selling your vision and selling more passion on it. So if you don't have any passion to back that up, why should anybody else believe in you and like kind of give you opportunity or give you any help or advice? So I would say that, if you don't have any passion for your vision, maybe you should reassess what your vision is or what your passion is.
Now, that part is important. I share that with people all the time that you must, be passionate about what you want to do and really, truly believe in yourself. As this is just great, and I am just definitely impressed with everything that you are doing here. Often a challenge for many small business owners is, staffing the organization. So as you continue to build this brand here and get ready to staff and build up your second location, do you have any tips that you would like to share with our audience on how you find quality people?
Yeah. So part of my past was working at Singerman's a long time ago. So I take a lot of the things that they do there and incorporate it here because they do such great things over there. So one of them is called servant leadership, where as a manager, you're the one serving your employees who are in turn serving the customers. And it's kind of taking the original org chart and flipping it on its head. So it's an upside down pyramid where the customers are the most important thing, and then your employees, and then you, and you do everything possible to help serve your employees and customers. Mm-hmm. So
it's a philosophy that I love, created by Robert Greenleaf, that you place the needs of your people first,
exactly,
before your own, which is a very important point. As a business owner, how have you, really seen that servant leadership play out? Because many times people may not really understand that concept of how important that actually can be.
I think a lot of people won't believe it until it's in action, and then they see kind of people. You get more loyal people and people who are willing to do anything to make the business work, which is really why you're here. When they refer their friends to jobs, that's really the people that we're looking for, like people who have the same work ethic as your great workers. And word of mouth on it being a great place to work, that you have a good reputation to bring in great employees. And we hire based on personality and work ethic. I can teach anyone how to make coffee, but I can't teach them how to have a great attitude. So
that is important, because you recognize the vision that you have for your operation, and that is an important point that you brought up. You can teach people how to make coffee, but having that attitude, and often that's the thing that brings people back on a regular basis.
Yeah, and then it kind of ties it all together with the community interaction. Is we want that human interaction to have a great experience when you're ordering your coffee, not just to come in and have as little words as possible to get your coffee. So we want to
create the whole experience. Yeah, that is outstanding. What are some of the favorite beverages or food items that you find at your guests like to purchase on a frequent basis?
Yeah, so kind of our basic but really great just drink coffees are very popular in our lattes, but also our Asian-inspired drinks. So our French Vietnamese Olays, our Dragon Eyes, which is sweetened condensed milk with our drip coffees, are a huge hit because you can't get them anywhere else. And they're just really great products, and they're simple, but they're not simplistic.
All right, that is outstanding. Well, Kristen, I believe that you're doing a phenomenal job here. You're really showing how women can overcome many obstacles and still, follow their dreams, follow their passion, believing in themselves, and just, maintaining that idea that if I can believe it, I can actually achieve it. As we get ready to end our podcast today, is there any closing message that you want to share with the audience? It can be a message of encouragement to women, or you know, even small, you know, business owners, based on your experience and what you have achieved, but also with what you are going to achieve in the future.
Sure. I would say once you kind of figure out your North Star, your vision, and your passions, to kind of dig down and find that grit, because the grit is what's going to get you through kind of the low cycles and the low times that if you, even though it might not be working out in that month, to keep a big picture of what your vision is, because that grit will help you through that low cycle to get you to the high cycle.
That is outstanding. To our listening audience, if you are in the Ann Arbor area of Plymouth and Green, please stop by Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea for a nice cup of coffee, a scone, and a cozy atmosphere. You have been listening to Maximize Your Life podcast show with your host, Dr. Regina Banks Hall, and my guest today, Ms. Kristen Jackson, the owner of Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea, the Plymouth location. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, or wherever you receive your podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode. And to all our women business owners out there, congratulations to you and Ms. Jackson on your accomplishments during Women's History Month. We salute and celebrate you today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been my pleasure.